Blog Talk Radio.
What you doing over?
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
The man is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge. Your battle's already won. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story began. He told me to tell you the best
is yet to come.
As the author of your faith, He wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner. Yeah.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen no
best. You ain't seen your best days.
Oh, what a... My brother, my brother, my
you
brother. What you know? Is on the way. I see you eagle, I see you flying high. Ooh, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing. I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you, you gotta keep on fighting, keep on praying. You ain't seen nothing.
Yeah, I am so happy to be with you this Friday afternoon. We call it Fabulous Friday. It's Balling with the Doc with Dr. Loretta B. Smith, the host. It's so important that we have an opportunity to come before you on Fridays at 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, to share some of the hottest sports topics that occur during the week. We got a log full of a lot of special things that we're going to talk about. And we're coming upon the weekend. And the weekend got some ball games that you can sit down if you're not able to put your meat in the seat at the stadium, but to sit in front of your television at home and really enjoy exactly what's going on. Balling with the Doc. It is an opportunity to give you those expertise in regards to those hottest topics that's going on in the week. So I'm so excited to come before you. Our call-in number is 347-857-4192. And if you want to go to the web link just to listen to the show, it's www.blogtalkradio.com facebook.com/LD Smith Production. Now, if you want to tweet me, you can tweet me, tweet the show at ballanddoc, that's BALLINDOCK, at Lorenza D. Smith. Now, if you want to email, you can email the show, that's talkingsportsplus@gmail.com. Now, we want to keep it in mind and let you know this is a Talking Sports Plus radio show. And we are the sponsor, Talking Sports Plus, that happened on Wednesday night, sponsor this show on Friday afternoon, where every Friday we just come at you real, just come at you hard, sharing through this vehicle some topics of discussion, some things that we want to make sure that happen during the week, we can discuss during the week. Now, you have that same opportunity. All you have to do is call in. Now, you can call in and just listen to the show. But if you call in and want to share your expertise, press 1. And then I will identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell and telephone number, cell and telephone number. Then I'll ask you to come on, you know, let us know who you are and where you're calling from. So, again, the hottest topic that occurred during the week. We have a list of things that are going on now. Before I move to that point, I want to let everybody know, because of Facebook individuals, that's Facebook Live. We're recording Facebook Live as well as Instagram Live. And if you want to go to Facebook, if you're on Blog Talk Radio, you can just go to facebook.com/ or either at DR, which is Dar L D E A L B E R T O Smith, Dr. L D'Alberto Smith, or you can go to Instagram, who we're recording live, and that's Instagram Lorenzo D. Smith 15. First of all, I always try to recognize those individuals who take time to join us at 4 o'clock Central Standard Time of this afternoon, and that's Angela Taylor. Thank you for joining us, Angela. Just tell Carlos to keep being strong. We're going to mention his name, Carlos Taylor, one of Montgomery's finest, who was in an accident last year, and he's working through this, and we look to see you back up doing the things that you like to do. And it's awesome to know to have an opportunity to have Mom on here listening to the talk show. All right, let's get after this thing. Now, today is just Balling with the Doc. That's the topic. That's the title. That's the title of the day, Balling with the Doc. So you got an opportunity to jump at this thing and just really enjoy this hour that we have. We're going to look at our Coach's Corner. Now, we always try to look at some topics that fall in the Coach's Corner. And one of the things is the noticeable losing streak that occurred and ended for some people last weekend. The one that is most noticeable is the one at Universal Florida. Universal Florida had like a 31-year reign of terror, I call, of just being successful over Universal Kentucky. However, Kentucky was able to come back last weekend, actually really control the game, and win the ball game. So they ended that 31-year losing streak, but it was like 34 games that they had played in the process, and University of Kentucky was successful. So I hats off to my stoop up there at University of Kentucky for ending that streak. So that's most noticed, but it's been talked about all week. We're going to talk about the hottest topics, and that's one of the topics that's happening. Now, Florida really have a situation they must adjust. Dan Mullen, the coach of Florida, he was just hired from Mississippi State. And one of the things that we're looking at is that quarterback position. Now, Florida's known for great defense. However, last ball game, they was just literally just manhandled. It was taken out to the woodshed, and the wood was laid to them last week by Kentucky. So Kentucky is a viable contender for the SEC East. So that's something we had to keep our eye out for. Also, the University of Kansas ended a 46-game road losing streak. Now, University of Kansas hasn't won many games. You know, we're known, pretty much known, University of Kansas known for basketball. So they ended a 46-game losing streak by beating Eastern Michigan. So we applaud them. We said hooray to them. Now, just work toward winning more games and being successful. Coach Dave Beatty out there at University of Kansas. Hopefully this will be that kick. You have to get a kick start somewhere, and that's where they're getting their kick start. The next losing streak that came to an end, it wasn't a long losing streak, but it's dealing with two historical black colleges and universities. That was Alabama State University and Tuskegee University. you, and it's actually 2 weeks, but we're talking about a noticeable losing streak. Even though it wasn't last weekend, it was the weekend before Labor Day, it was known as the Labor Day Classic. It was the second one being played between Tuskegee University and Alabama State University. But however, Tuskegee had consistently in the last 6, 7, 8 years, even though they had a span of 2 or 3 years they didn't play, they had beaten Alabama State at Alabama State University Stadium. And Alabama State was able to come back in overtime and win that game 26-20. So we applaud Alabama State for ending that streak. So that's noticeable. And those are some of the things that's going on. If you have a streak that you know of at your historical black college, your Power of Five, which is your major university, your Group of Five, yeah, they're major, but they're not at the level of the major universities, the ones that make up the pole, that you want to share your thoughts. High school, you want to say there's a streak been going on. We hadn't won a game in a long time. We finally won one the last past 3 weekends. So share your thoughts with it. Even at the middle school level, you haven't been successful and you've been playing right at 3 weeks, let us know exactly what happened. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. You can call in and just press 1, and you can listen to the show when you call in. You don't have to share your thoughts, but we would like for you to share your thoughts. So press 1, and then I identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, and then we want to make sure we allow you to share your thoughts on it. We have Marcon Hagen. He's joining us. Marcon, one of the radio personality here in Montgomery, Alabama, or in Montgomery, Alabama, and he's tagging us, and I appreciate you tagging it. You know, I can push and see if Marcon got some things you want to say. He may want to talk about Auburn University. That's one of his favorite. That's his school. That's his favorite school. So we'll push and do our best to tag in Marcon. He's tagged, so if he want to join us, he can join us. He can join us on the video, share his thoughts in regards to that. We also, in regards to the ending up some noticeable losing streak. Now, Marcon is also from Tuskegee, born and reared, played high school there, and came on to Alabama State and played at Alabama State. So he's kind of mixing emotions with that situation. All right, we want to also look at the teams that we believe will be a surprise this weekend, whether they're on Division One or whether they're on Division Two, FCS, or even a high school. You know, this team that's going to be a surprise this weekend. But we talk about several games. We do look to see that the situation where Alabama State is traveling, and I'm saying Alabama State because they're one of the teams or the historical black colleges and universities that's traveling to Kennesaw State over there in North Georgia. And they're traveling to play. Kennesaw State is ranked 8th in the FCS. So this is going to be a big challenge for Alabama State University. They can pull this off, this will be a surprise. And I think they have a chance to do that, or the defense is playing at a high level, even though they lost to Auburn University last weekend 63-9. But, you know, that was the first time Auburn had given up a safety in over 20-some years. So you saw them playing tough defense when they had them pinned back, but it was just too much firepower for Alabama State. But I think they have a opportunity to end a streak, which is they have played Kennesaw State a couple of times, and Kennesaw has had an opportunity to beat them at their stadium handily. So they're going to Kennesaw State and play over there in North Georgia. So if you want to join them, you can. There are several activities going on. There are several alumni in the area from Alabama State University playing tailgates, because I received communication from one of the alumni over in Atlanta saying that you can come on, we're going to be tailgating, you can just come on to the stadium and enjoy yourself. So it's going to be an awesome time at that game. You got several other games that are going on that can be surprising. It'd be quite surprising in the Power Five if Ole Miss can pull off a big upset. Ole Miss scored over 71 points last, or scored 71 plus points last weekend, and now they're going to have the University of Alabama, number one ranked team in the country, coming to Ole Miss, to the Grove. So it's going to be exciting. You know, if you have an opportunity to go over there, if not, you're not going over there, watch it on television. You have the same opportunity now to call me and give you a prediction. whether you say Ole Miss can pull off the upset or Alabama go, as a lot of people think, with that quarterback Tua Tagovailoa have an opportunity to put some big points up on Ole Miss. So we'll see. We'll see. So we'll keep our eye for it. You know, got a situation, you got brother match against brother. You have Henry Ruggs at the University of Alabama playing wide receiver at number 11. Then you have his brother, that a freshman at Ole Miss, will be playing against each other. Tasha Woods, thank you for joining us. You know, we appreciate you taking this opportunity to watch us as we share these thoughts in regards to the hottest topics, sports topics that's going on that happened this week or happened in the last 2 weeks. We also look for a tough game over there in Auburn, Alabama, where you got Auburn University versus LSU. It's a 2:30 kickoff, and some people think this would be a surprise, too, if LSU can beat Auburn, because for the last five opportunities they have played, the home team has won the game. Last year, Auburn was up by 20-something points, but LSU was able to come back and shut them down the second half and eventually win that ball game last year in LSU, Louisiana. So we look for an exciting game over there in Auburn. You know, if you got a prediction, call in. Share your predictions there. Or DM me on Facebook, or you come back and share some thoughts in regards to Instagram, or just like I said, call the show and share your thoughts. And we'd love to talk with you about what you think will happen over in Auburn, or, you know, in the Grove and Oxford. So we look forward to seeing those games and on television doing some things. Now, we are going to have some live broadcasts with Talking Sports Plus radio show. We'll be traveling. We're going to take out a great opportunity to travel up to Huntsville for October 13th. We'll be broadcasting live from 10:30 to 12 o'clock over at the stadium. So we're going to be broadcasting live. That's Talking Sports Plus. That's going to be our first live broadcast through Facebook, Instagram, and Blog Talk Radio. So you can join us. If you are a fan of Alabama A&M, you'll be there for the homecoming. Come by our reserve area, and we'll be broadcasting live. And you want to be on the radio live right there, you can. You have that opportunity. Or you can just call in. If you get a phone us distance away from our board and everything, then you can't be where we broadcasting, because we're going to have the volume up loud enough so everybody can hear. You can call in. And you want to hear yourself talk, even though you might be at least 100 yards away, so you can hear yourself talk without getting a lot of feedback on how you would hear. Also, we want to look at over in Texas. You have a big ball game going on in Texas between USC and University of Texas. Some people really, really feeling like it's going to be tough. You have two teams that have not been as surprised in the past. They've been talking ad nauseum about Texas and USC. Going back even to 10 years ago, the championship being won by Vince Young with the University of Texas over USC. So the point is, they kind of fell off this year. They just don't have a quarterback play. JT McDaniels is quarterback at USC, freshman, and he's having his young struggles like most freshmen have. That's why I tell, when you have a freshman quarterback or a first-year quarterback, they're going to have their struggles. Expect them to have their struggle against good teams. And don't get upset. You know, that's why it could be a surprise where it might not be a big runaway over there in Oxford, because I think there's going to be some struggles for that quarterback, and they're going to have to use the other quarterback to make sure they successfully win that ball game. That's my opinion in regards to that. I just believe it's going to take Jalen Hurts to come in and help with that situation. Not going to be able to do it where everybody thinks they're talking his and the opponent said two or throw for 500 or some yard. It won't happen. That's the University of Alabama. And you have to stop that running game. The running game is a major part of it. So we'll keep out. So it's going to be surprising. Texas, as USC, is going to be outstanding tomorrow. So join them, and it'll be broadcast, if not mistaken, ESPN. So join them on ESPN. So it's going to be surprising, because I believe that USC will win the ball game. That will be surprising, and that's going to put Texas in harm in the situation. You know, they had lost to Maryland, now they're going to lose to Texas. You know, it's not a hot seat. It's the second year. But you know what? You still got to win. You have to win some of these games so you can get a lot of these individuals in support of you. So we look forward to seeing them as a surprising game for the weekend. We don't have any major surprising game in the history of the black colleges and universities. Last night, I did attend the high school game. It was between Auburn High School and Leah Montgomery, and it was a good ball game. It might have been a surprise. Well, Auburn is ranked, and Lee is ranked as well. However, it was a close game, but Auburn won the game 21-17. So it was not a big surprise, but it was a surprise because both teams was ranked in that Power 25 in the state of Alabama. All right, we're going to look at the teams that are the biggest threat to the University of Alabama this season. You know, University of Alabama has been mentioned by many of your talking heads and your pundits as being at the top of the echelon, or top of the pedestal, or whatever you want to call it. And at the top, they're number one. True enough that this is a preseason poll. This is a poll because the polling starts the second week of November when it means something. But they're at the top. And they say everybody else is falling. So we want to look at the biggest threat. If you have a thought about that, call in. Let us know the biggest threat. If you're an Auburn fan, call in. If you're a Georgia fan, call in. If you're a Texas A&M fan, call in. An Ole Miss fan, call in. An LSU fan, call in. A Florida fan, a Miami fan, call. You can share your thoughts about who's the biggest threat to the University of Alabama. You may believe your team is the biggest threat. We want to hear from you. The only way you can share your thoughts, call 347-857-4192. And once I recognize you have called in, like I've got individuals that are listening, but they're not pushing that button, which is the number one button on your dial, on your keyboard, or wherever it may be, push one, and identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll definitely allow you the opportunity to identify yourself and allow you to tell me who you are, where you're calling from, and your expertise in regards to the topics we're talking about, who's the biggest threat to the University of Alabama. I just personally believe, and this is my opinion, watching the season so far, the University of Georgia is a major threat. And a lot of the pundits and talking here believe the same thing, that the University of Georgia is a big threat to the University of Alabama due to, pretty much like keep in mind, due to the idea that they played for the national championship. Georgia just destroyed and dominated the first half. In the second half, you had Alabama come out and dominate and eventually win the game in overtime. So that's what it's all about. So the thing about University of Georgia is a threat. They look real good. They look good enough to beat anybody at this point. Also, I believe Auburn University is a threat to the University of Alabama because they have them on the schedule. You have to play them. So if you play them in the regular season, even though they're going to play up in Tuscaloosa, I think they're one of the biggest threats. I personally believe Clemson is a big threat to the University of Alabama. We're talking about the biggest threat team. Clemson University is a major threat. Even though they went down, which was surprising, that was another game that surprised me last weekend in regards to the way Texas A&M played at that high level. And Kevin Mann as quarterback played at an extremely high level. And Texas A&M liked to pull that game. And the 12th man meant something. And when you're at home, it means something because you have an opportunity to get your crowd behind you. And so I always say we like to play at home when we play a major game, but you can't. You know what I'm saying? If you got a good defense, no matter where you play, defense travel wherever you go. So Texas A&M gave Clemson all they could ask for, but nobody else on the schedule will really give them any push at all in that ACC, which is the Atlantic Coast Conference. So looking for Clemson to win that, then go on to go to the playoff. And you can kind of pencil them in as being one of the teams, the four teams in the playoff. All right, also Ohio State. I believe Ohio State is a threat to the University of Alabama. Get an opportunity to play. Last time they played them, if I'm not mistaken, Ohio State actually beat the University of Alabama and went on and won a national championship for Urban Meyer's second year there. Cardale Jones was quarterback. J.T. Barrett was still there, but he got hurt. Cardale Jones did a wonderful job. Whenever you got a quarterback instead of that pocket, but I always say a dual-threat quarterback is always a threat to the University of Alabama defense. They've adjusted in the last 5 or 6 years to kind of deal with. They got linemen that run just as fast as some of our running backs, and they can run things down. So you, Cardale Jones was big and strong, and he made it happen. So Ohio State with Haskins, I think, will give them all the fits in the world because he's a dual-threat quarterback. And that's one of the things that surprised me talking about the dual threat quarterback. They're talking about the more you know, in line to approach our quarterback when we was looking at the dual threat quarterback. And I think that's why the controversy came at the University of Alabama, because he was Jalen Hurts recruited as a dual threat quarterback, maybe not had the progression, being able to work on the progression like he needed to, but he is, you know, it's a threat to have one, because it puts your defense back on the heels. You have to sign somebody to spy that person, because you have to count for him. So I think it's good if you got a quarterback to do a threat. And Dwayne Haskins would be awesome, would be great. We have Trina Madison Turner, his wife, and appreciate you while joining us as well. But we're talking about the biggest threat to the University of Alabama. All right, we're going to move to the next topic, overrated NCAA team of the week. And basically, teams you can consider overrated not being able to meet with exposure. I think three of the teams in the state of Florida is a little overrated. I think Miami was overrated from the beginning. They was ranked in the top 10, and they lost to LSU. And then you had the University of Florida just kind of just going through the motion pretty much against Kentucky last weekend. And then Florida State. Florida State didn't really look good. They really didn't look good the first 2 weeks. So Tiger had a handful. He got to work. But I believe he'll make the necessary changes his first year. So those are teams that was overrated. But Notre Dame, I feel like it's overrated. It was taken to the highest level they could go with this Ball State. So we're kind of seeing everybody said, well, they played Michigan and they was tired and they didn't see Ball State as one of those teams that could challenge them. But you know what? Ball State challenged them. So we look forward to seeing them do better, but I still feel like they're a little bit overrated. But if they can continue to be successful, I can tell you now, they can be sure they can win the rest of their games and be in that playoff picture. Looking at something, the high school, I mentioned one of the teams in storyline. Last week we talked about some of the teams that in other states, and you know we're going to get some reports tonight in regards to those games, and we'll make sure you come back next week on our Wednesday night show to talk more about our high schools and what's going on with their Power Five and see who lost. But just talk specifically, I'll go to the Power Five in the state of Alabama. You had a flip-flop of who's number one. Well, not a flip-flop, but you had Hoover, who was number one, then they lost. Then Thompson moved to number one. And you have Tua Tagovailoa, who's the quarterback of Thompson, the brother of Tua at the University of Alabama, his brother. And then they ended up losing this past weekend. So Thompson dropped down to three. So they power ranking. And you have Phoenix City that's ranked number two. So those are the top three in regards to that. There are many other, but we're going to get some scores. And if, like I said, if your high school team is playing tonight and they're ranked in the Power 25 in any state within the southeastern part of the United States, please give us a call. Let us know your prediction, how you feel, and give us some knowledge about your team. The calling number is 347-857-4192. That's 347-857-4192. So give us a call. Shout out at us. Let us know what's going on with you. If you want to DM me on Facebook, you can. Or you want to go to our email, you can go to talkingsportsplus@gmail.com and email us, or go to tweet us. You can tweet us at ballindoc. That's BALLINDOC. Or at Lorenza Beecher. So we look forward to hearing from you. All right, let's move on with our other part of our law. We have the Historical Black College and University storyline. And these are some of the hottest things that happened this past week. And we had the team that wowed everybody in football in Historical Black Colleges and Universities. And one of the, I'll say the number one team that wowed everybody this past week was North Carolina A&T. North Carolina A&T, if you remember, started off, and we there broadcast and shared some thoughts about their games at Crumpton Bowl when they played Jacksonville State University. They was fortunate enough, and I thought it was fortunate, but I thought they dominated the game. Had a lot of penalties in the game, but they dominated the game. And North Carolina A&T looked real well there. They the 2017 Black College National Champion, we'll call HBCU National Champion, and they beat Jacksonville. And then they moved on and won the next game, and they wowed everybody last weekend. That led us to talk what we were talking about is they beat East Carolina, which is a Division I school. They're more or less the group of five, but they beat them, and that was a historical. But, you know, this weekend we have the Hurricane Florence coming through, and a lot of the games in the area will not be played, North Carolina A&T being one of them that's not being played this weekend because of the storm. And our prayers are to those individuals in Florence, South Carolina. And it's basically up that coast, Florence, North Carolina, up to Virginia. So there's been some major damage going on. I hadn't heard whether the lives been lost yet, but our prayers is to each and every one. Also this week, remember 9/11 on the Tuesday, we ask you to remember that, and we give a moment of silence in our last show. We just want to talk about 9/11, 17 years ago when there was an attack on the United States. And this is part of sports cause it hindered and caused sports not to be able to play because our concern is lives, our individuals and our American lives that we're concerned. Just like this storm, there's been a lot of criticism by a lot of people in that area just because the storm that was downgraded to a Category 1 talking about we could have still played together. I'll tell you, I have been in two hurricanes down in South Florida when I was living down there the last 2 years. And I can tell you, you can't play with them. You know, there's nothing to play with. And the one that came through in December of 2017 that came through, I'm sorry, 2016, when it came through, it, you know, it was expected to it just kind of destroyed a lot of things. It did in the Bahamas and the Isle of Puerto Rico and so on. It caused some damage, but it kind of geared off and went away from it. Then it came back in August, if I'm not mistaken. There was a situation, the hurricane was coming through. It was going to hit directly in the center. It was over 140 miles long or wide in the state of South Florida. You know, from that point of Florida, where you're talking about South Florida, the state of Florida, in the south part of Florida, is only 110 miles. That's from the coast of, and my state of Sunrise, which is was west of Fort Lauderdale, from the Fort Lauderdale Beach and Miami Beach over to Weston. It takes you over to the west part. Is on 110 miles. So if that had a struggle last year, it would come to destroy a lot of that right there. But we as far as God blessed us to be blessed. Opportunity not to encounter it, kind of veered off and went over to the west. So that was awesome. That was good. We had we prayed for those individuals in the Bahamas as well as Puerto Rico and Haiti, down in those areas, because it hit them. It always hits them. And, you know, 3,000 plus people died in Puerto Rico during the last hurricane. So we had to put sports on hold. But we're going to get back talking about some of the topics in the historical black college and university storyline and another topic that's been talked about, and that is NCAA coming in and penalizing Alabama A&M University. Everybody said everybody get penalized. But this was unique because there's over 101 athletes, student athletes, who was miscertified. And some people say, what is miscertified? You know, it's just like I'll take it back to individuals that's on the high school. We have what we call the C2C. That's not only just in Alabama's in Florida and Georgia and many other states. Well, you certify that a student met the requirements for the academic aspects of, and they're in the right grade and not too old to be in there. Basically, what happened is that you have a situation where athletes was miscertified. Whatever it may be, and there's many ways to miscertify, not intentionally but unintentionally, but you can intentionally do that through the APR. And the team want to meet that 900, because if you don't meet the 900 in each one of your sports, then you will not meet, and have a team 900 and all of your students meeting that. Now, looking at the situation at Alabama A&M, you had you can go into an in-depth, and it's actually the NCAA has a final report there, but there was over 101 student athletes in football, men basketball, you had tennis, you had baseball, and all of those was miscertified to the point where they was declared ineligible. And it's a lot goes along with eligibility. And eligibility is that you got to be meeting. Be a full-time student, that means you have 12-plus hours and meeting the requirement to get your degree. You just can't take any classes to be certified. And there's a situation where some of them are not meeting what they need to do. That's based on what the NCAA have stated, and so they were still certified as said they was eligible in. So they have to vacate all those games from several years back. Several years back. Mm-hmm. And also they're placed on a probation status for from September 11, 2018 to 2023, September 19, 2023. So that's 5 years. And they also had to vacate those wins that those players participated in all those sports, whether it's football, men's basketball, whether it's baseball, tennis, whatever. They have to vacate those wins. That means they have to forfeit all those wins, vacate more or less. Don't, the other team don't get the win, but other teams are claiming the win. So that put a dim light on that situation. They can't not do it on off-campus recruiting. That's a restriction on it. They're going to be able to do certain, but not all of it, like they would like to, because it's going to be that's part of the penalty when you do have a situation like that. They cannot for 1 year sign recruit a junior college athlete. And so that kind of tells you the picture. Now, one thing I tell everybody with this APR, when you're talking about certified athlete, when a player comes to your school from a junior college, you got to make sure he actually completed school there. If not, they come in as a transfer after 1 year, but they can't be there and don't meet it. And that means having a grade point average, having the necessary hours to be fitting in to be going in as a junior at your college. If they don't, and you certify them based on what they bring to you and you don't get the clearance on it, you certify them, then you miscertify them. Miscertify them, then you receive consequences. There's a $48,000 fine that they must pay at Alabama A&M University. So sometimes things happen so you can get everything in order. We do wish the best for that university and their alumni, and they get all that in order so you won't have to deal with that anymore after 2023. They will be on probation. They'll be watched from this point, you know, through a microscope. They'll be checked and all this will happen. We also have additional individuals joining us. Luster Holston, thank you, Luster. With attorney brother, I appreciate you joining us. And we have a Sensation 045 joining us. And I do appreciate you joining us. And, you know, you waved at us and we waved back at you. Appreciate you for joining us. And that's on Instagram and also on Facebook. All right, we want to look at, discuss ASU. And I use Alabama State because it's been major through the Labor Day classes. And it is my school, and I want to talk about it because I have an opportunity to talk about it on this venue. We're looking at, I don't want to say not participate in the Labor Day classes. It's been good. Now, we reported 2 weeks ago after the Labor Day classes, it was between Alabama State University and Tuskegee University. They had played the second Labor Day classes, and they had over 26,000 stadium full to capacity. The outside over 7,000 plus walking around, enjoying the hospitality, enjoying the tailgate, enjoying that activity. All the activities went through the week. They had several things, so that was good for them, but they won't play it in 2019. However, they have another opportunity, just like when they went to Auburn the last weekend, they played up in Auburn. Yes, they was beat 63-9, but they received $500,000 to help their athletic program. In 2019, they will get the same opportunity when they go to UAB on the 29th of August 2019. They will be playing up at Legion Field, and they'll receive $300,000 for playing in that game, so it will not be no Labor Day Classic. And then they'll get 40%. I'm reading some numbers, and this is what it's all about, 40% of the ticket sales, meaning how many tickets they get out of sale. So you have an opportunity. Yes, it won't be in the stadium next year, but it will come pick back up in 20 and 21, so you'll still have the same excitement in 20 and 21. So we'll look forward to being supported of Alabama State versus UAB, University of Alabama in Birmingham in 2019. That's August the 29th, 2019. Now it's a Thursday night game, and it'll be broadcasted live by ESPN. So it's going to be an awesome time. So we want to talk a little bit about it. If you have any thoughts about that, 347-857-4192. Press 1. And if you want to share your thoughts, and I'll identify you with the last four digits of your cell and telephone number, and then I'll ask you to tell me who you are and where you're calling from, then jump in, sharing your expertise on these topics we're talking about. All right, let's get to the NCAA, some of the topics that's going on in the NCAA, the hottest topic. One of the things that came up on one of the shows is one of the topics, and we watch First Take and several other. We'll give them a shout-out right now because we watch them. And we see the kind of, some of the topics they come up, that they come up with, listening to four or five. Well, yes, we do. We listen because it's on serious radio. And we see some things that they're talking about, and we think we should talk about it and want you to talk about it because you may have not heard that. So we want you to share your thoughts on this topic. Dealing with Jalen Hurst and Tua Tagovailoa splitting time at quarterback. Will this work for the University of Alabama? Now, they're going to Oxford this weekend. Everybody seems to think that Jalen won't play because he'll affect his redshirt year. Now, I'm going to give you my opinion on that, and this is just coming from me. But I do think it's an advantage to have both of them play. I think it can work. Some people say if you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterback. That's not true. You have two quarterbacks with two different skill set, and those skill set creates problems for the other team. You use those quarterbacks. You use them to the maximum. And then you'll have another thing. You have a young player that's coming in trying to win over the team. He, with some things he had done, he went up. But you got to remember that older player who has 27-2 and 27 wins and only two losses with a national championship and going to the national championship game previously with them two, one of his losses. So the team still respects him, too. And they're going to follow him. He's a leader for their team. So you have to be, you're threading, Nick Saban is threading that water that's very thin now, but he's handling it well enough to make sure both of those young men play. That's why I really think Jalen would redshirt. I would think Jalen would play. He had his own plan. He hadn't spoken. I hadn't talked to anybody to tell me any different. I know what his dad said about him being a free agent, but I truly think Jalen want to be a part of this team. He graduates in December, on the 15th of December. And then he can do whatever he wants to do with the 1 year left. But he wants to be winning another championship. And whether he goes to the pros or he go to another college or not, I just believe you can't play quarterback with all the top receivers and all the running backs and best offensive line. I don't think you can do them or hurt yourself to go to another school. So opportunity is, and the way to fight up the NFL is, those players that are dual-threat quarterback are really, really not being able to show their skill. Lamar Jackson, one of the outstanding. I really am the Heisman winner. I applaud Lamar. I know he come out of South Florida, Alabama. He's an outstanding player. I applaud him. But one of the biggest things that gets me about when they talk about Lamar Jackson, he was about to be drafted. You can win the Heisman in your sophomore year, come back, be one of the top three in your junior year, but you can't play quarterback in the NFL. It's hard to believe because he's dual threat. That tells me that puts a knock on dual threat quarterback. So if you know you're a dual-threat quarterback and everybody already laid you as not being able to throw it, but you have something to offer, consider you doing something else, but consider playing that position because you add that at the college level. At the professional rank, you may do something a little different. And it happened before. Braxton Miller from Ohio State playing a wide receiver, now slot receiver. So it's not saying Jalen can't do the same thing. And I think that's really what's on his mind. This is mine. What else can I do if I go to another school? It's not going to up my stock because they really not putting the stock in those dual threat quarterback anyway. They, you know, we have being quarterback being changed. RG3 been changed from being a dual threat quarterback, and then it's pretty much back Prescott being changed, doing whatever it is, stand up and stand in that pocket. That's what they want you to do. So the bottom line is, if it's beneficial for Jalen Hurts to go to another college, I personally don't think he will. I don't believe he will. I believe he'll go on. So he'll complete this year. He'll be in a position to win him a national championship and have 200 in his belt in that three time, whether he start or not start. But I always tell everybody, all this controversy that was going on, all the talking heads and pundits was saying that Jalen Hurts will probably be a transfer. I don't believe he'll transfer. The bottom line is, it's better to have two quarterbacks that can play than one, because both of them can take you to the promised land. So we'll kind of keep an eye on that. So I believe it can work if you use it in the right way, just like they're doing, playing the first quarter, So if he's tour is stagnant on Saturday, you'll see Jalen come in there and add a whole new wrinkle. The wrinkle is that his legs become very important. You got to, and I don't know what they're able to do as a defensive coordinator of a state champion team and a head coach of teams that are successful. I can tell you now, it's hard to defend a quarterback like a Jalen Hurts because he had to be counted as a running back and an additional man. And then you have to assign somebody to him. So you can't practice on both defensive schemes coming up on Monday when you know one will light you up throwing the ball and the other will light you up throwing it and passing the ball. So the point is, it's going to be hard. You have to give one. So when he do come in, you got to try to make adjustments, and players don't adjust that way. So I think that's the best of two worlds here. So we'll see how it works. I believe it will work. I talked earlier about what's going on with the Florida team. What's going on with the Florida team? Tell me what's going on with the Florida team. The team that everybody's talking about and saying that they represent Florida more so than any other team, University of Central Florida and University of South Florida. Larry team represents Florida. Your major university, Power Five, you're talking about your University of Miami, University of Florida, and Florida State. What's going on with it? It has to do with the coaching changes to the university, which is University of Florida and Florida State. You call in, share your thoughts. If you're in the area listening, share your thoughts. You don't have to be in that area from Florida. Talk about it. We're all over the country. We're all actually over the world because we have listeners in Norway. Mm-hmm. We have them all over the country, all parts of the United States. So we get them. We literally come in because you got to remember this is a talk show out of New York, New York. And we're there and we're hitting all parts of the continent so you can join and share your thoughts about how you feel about this. The schools in Florida, meaning your Power Five schools. They're not living up to their potential right now. Maybe it'll get better in the future, but it's not looking real good. So what's happening? They're not performing at the level. Two of them, they said, because of change of coaches. The other one had a coach that had been there 3 or 4 years now, 3 years now, and he had some success last year, University of Miami. So what's going on? Call in, 347-857-4192. Share your thoughts with us and not just listen to the show. And we just look forward to having a great opportunity talking with you. We love it. We love it. Also, I want to mention Tamika Oliver. I appreciate you joining us on Facebook Live. You know, I got to make sure I call out all the individuals that take time just to listen to what we're talking about on Talking Sports Plus, which is it's the radio show, and it's Balling with the Doc on each Friday at 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, 5 o'clock Eastern. At the time, we talk about the hot button topics of the week. All right, we're going to look at the biggest loser of the weekend. The biggest loser could be the number one team in the country. Alabama loses the game. They're going to actually be affected by that loss to Ole Miss. It helps Ole Miss because it's a Western Conference game. So that's a big loser if you lose that game coming up this weekend. Last weekend, I really think Clemson was affected by the way Texas A&M played. Texas A&M played at the highest level they can be played. So that's some competition. That's saying that Texas A&M, even though they lost the game, they was winners because they played smash-mouth football, threw the ball around, and that's one of the tempting part about Clemson. When they played Alabama 2 years in a row, it was high-scoring games in the championship game. They lost the first one, won the second one, then they played Alabama in the third time, and everybody keeps forgetting that game. That same defensive line they had, that defense they had, they lost to Alabama 31-7. It wasn't good in the playoff, in the semifinals of the playoff. So they went against Texas A&M. Jimbo Fisher played that smash-mouth football, and they just couldn't stand it. And this would have been the best defensive line. Four of those young men should be drafted in the first round and not between three of them in the first round, one or two of them barrel at the top of the draft, and they just slapped them down like they wanted to. So it was outstanding. So they were the biggest loser of the last weekend, even though I'm talking about Clemson. Even though they won the game, they lost some, but they still ranked number two, so you can look at it in the way you want. But that's just my opinion in regards to it. You can call and share your thoughts too, or you can DM on Facebook, which is facebook.com/. And that's for these individuals on Blog Talk Radio, Instagram, Facebook.com/Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith, or you can go to Instagram. You have LowRunTheDSmith15. I'm telling everybody because I got three networks going on here. I got a live Facebook, live Instagram, and Blog Talk Radio. We got about 9 minutes now, and we're coming to the end of the show. So any other losers that you feel that would be big losers of the weekend, let us know. Call in and let us know. If you want to make predictions, you have an opportunity now to make prediction. It's our prediction in regards to the games coming up this weekend. And we look forward to talking with you every Friday from 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, which is 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And if you follow on that 2 hours over the West Coast, you're looking at 2 o'clock, and Mountain Time is 3 o'clock. You can share your thoughts with us, and we want you to do that. Like I said, if you're on Facebook, DM me, let me know exactly how you feel, what you think, make your prediction. You've got a few minutes to make a prediction on the games, the major games that are going on, or your college, historical black college or university, your high school, make a prediction on the game. Let us know what it is. What you think the final score is going to be. We're going to make our prediction. I said we because I have no hosts, and I have individuals in my co-hosts on my Wednesday night show. They listen and they be texting me and sharing some thoughts with me. So I always say we because they play a part of it, they support it. They're like they're part of Wednesday night. They are part on today, but they just not live with you. They probably on Facebook. They're listening on Blog Talk Radio, just like you are, as well as Instagram. And we also have Anchor's podcast and Speaker podcast. So we have several ways to get it the message out to you. All of these vehicles, all of these opportunities to share thoughts with you, we really enjoy doing. Now, over my shoulder, you can see at Alabama State University, Hornets, you know, alumnus of Alabama State University. We have just some things that we want to share. One of the footballs, you can see that. That I always try to be in my background on my show. You have my banner up over my my left shoulder. You can kind of see that. And we thank you for joining us because, you know, we're really excited about having an opportunity to come before you. So, you know, we work so hard to try to bring you this information and bring you our expertise about sports and the hottest topic through Balling with the Doc. We want you to join us. Now, we're available to come to your game, your school, and broadcast live. We'll be a guy in your tailgate area. We'll get out wherever you want us to be, outside of the stadium, whether it's a high school, middle school, and broadcast live, meaning we're going to have a pre-show and we're going to talk about it, let you share your thoughts. You can be on the radio. If you're the host and invited, we'll make sure you be a part of the show. So we look forward to you having the opportunity. Now, how you can do this, you can DM me through Facebook, or you can go to Instagram and you can contact me with comments and a message, or you can call to the office. And the office number is 334-467-7261. Again, 334-467-7261, or email talkingsportsplus@gmail.com. Awesome. It's been great, but we're getting to the time now when we're about to close our show out, and the music we play, we don't have the rights to, but we want to make sure we always end our show with something real positive. We have a song, and everybody say, you're very spiritual. Yes, I am, and I like to share some thoughts with individuals every day. You know, this show is all about allowing God to guide you and keep you. God has given us the opportunity. On the 29th of August was our one-year anniversary of Talking Sports Plus Radio. We started, and the producer was down in South Florida. However, you know, we moved forward to, I became my own producer and a CEO as well as a host of each one of these shows. We have three shows going on. Today we have Balling with the Doc every Friday at 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's on Blog Talk Radio, Instagram, and Facebook Live, Anchor's podcast as well as Speaker's podcast. All right, then on Monday, every other Monday, won't be this Monday, but the following Monday, we'll have our social issues, life issues show. We talk about all the life issues that we encounter, just old plain life issues that we talk about, and that's basically what our motto is. We're going to discuss all life issues, whether it's social, economic, educational, political, spiritual, relationships, all of those things we're going to talk about on every other Monday. It won't be this Monday, but the following Monday at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. The name of that show is Talking Real to You, hosted by myself, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. My co-host is Lauren D. Smith. We are the only father and daughter blog talk radio in this country. And we're so proud of to be the first one to jump out ahead of the curve and do something different. And we also have our two special guest experts that join us. One is from Georgia, just south, more or less west of Georgia, over in Jonesboro, and that's Dr. Olivia E. Smith. She joined us as an expert. And also we go up to Carolina, where our good friend, Ms. Scarlett H. Black, she's there, and we our prayers is for her. She's over in Greenville, and you know the Hurricane Florence has hit over there on the coast, and actually to make sure she contact me, and we'll share this with all of you, what's actually going on there. But she's our expert. She joined us on Monday night as well. That's 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Call-in number is 347-857-4192. That's Talking Real to You. And we just talk about plain old life issues. All right, then on Wednesday night, we have Talking Sports Plus. The radio show is the actual show that's sponsored Ballin' with the Doc. And that's Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and my co-host is Coach Lauren D. Smith, Coach Tony Stallworth, Coach Tremaine Eltworth, and the Coach of the Airway, and better known as Don King of Entertainment, that's Darrell E. Train Elliott. So we look forward to bringing you all of the topics of the week. In this middle of the week, those hot topics they've been talking about, we're going to talk about high school. It is the voice. Talking Sports Plus is the voice of historical black colleges and universities, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So you can call in. I see several individuals I know that attended a historical black college that's on Facebook. Call and talk about your school, whether it's in the Southwest Athletic Conference, whether you're from Grambling, in the alumnus of Grambling, Southern, Texas Southern, Prairie View. You can talk about Mississippi Valley, Arkansas Pine Bluff, Alcorn. You can talk about Alabama State University. Talk about Alabama A&M. Talk about the old Tim School. Or you can go in there and talk about schools from the MEAC. That's the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, which is a historical black colleges and university. North Carolina A&T, North Carolina Central, Howard, Hampton. And you got a host of them, FAMU. You have Bethune-Cookman. Savannah State, you have all of them a part of that. So make sure you call us and share your South Carolina State. Share your thoughts in regards to that. Then you have the CIAA, which is up on the Atlantic Coast, and Virginia State University. You also have Fayetteville State, and you have several other schools talking. And we try to make sure we share all our thoughts about that. We're getting to the point now that we're about to wrap up our show. So make sure you call. Then you have the SIAC, which is a SWAC, and we want to make sure you share your thoughts. We have about 90 seconds left in the show. And like I said, I always try to play some really positive music. We're going to play some music by Deshaun Pace. And
come on and wave your hand. Oh, you're the first one of them. just to praise the Lord.
I love you.